Dream job or nightmare? It's hard to know if a career that looks great on paper will actually lead you to the life you want to live. So welcome to Dream Job Cafe. I'm Larry Port. I'll be asking different professionals the questions you won't find anywhere else. So grab a coffee, settle in. This is Dream Job Cafe.
What should I do with my life? It's a question most of us have asked. It's hard to know if your career on paper will match up to the life that you want to live, especially with changes in the market, with advances in AI, and all the changes that are going on in the economy. Welcome to Dream Job Cafe. My name is Joseph Lewin. I'm the producer of the show, and I'm joined by your host, Larry Port, and we're going to be diving into the challenges that people are facing when they're getting ready to graduate from college or make a career change. So Larry, super excited to dive into this with you today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. So Larry, you have two kids who are in college right now, and you're interfacing with a lot of people who are getting ready to graduate, and you're starting to hear a lot of similar challenges that they're facing.
Yes, absolutely. It's not easy. When you go to college, everything up until then has been kind of like, let's just follow the path, right? And now you're at this place where there's this huge chasm in front of you. So it can be a little overwhelming for a lot of people, unless you're one of these kind of people that has the very good fortune of knowing exactly what you want to do. And there are kids like that, that want to go to med school or law school, or they want to be in finance or whatever. Most of us are not like that. I wasn't like that myself. So, you know, I think what the challenge is that, like, how do I graduate with this business degree or this liberal arts degree? And then I hit the market with all these other kids that are, you know, liberal arts and business and have very similar things. How do I figure out how that degree translates? What kind of career do I really, truly want that will help me meet my life's goals? And how do I distinguish myself from the field? So then, you know, that's the kind of thing that's always present. It was present when I went to school, and it was present, you know, when my parents went to school. But now we have a little bit of a rub, and that's that a lot of jobs are being automated, white collar jobs, jobs that you go to college to understand and learn how to do. So now, on top of this whole uncertainty, we have this kind of changing landscape where AI is eliminating certain positions and making other ones more favorable. So it's kind of a dynamic landscape and a moving target that college students are trying to hit when they go out into the workforce.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because there's really two pieces at play that are important, and they converge when you're getting ready to go into the job market. And one is, what do you want to do? What are you going to enjoy doing? And playing into that is, what do you think is going to make you happy? And I think a part that's often overlooked with that is that a career on paper can look really different than the career in real life, right? And so you kind of have this, when you're in college or you're getting ready to make a job transition, kind of have this idea that, oh, the grass is greener on the other side, right? This career is going to look like this. The day-to-day life is going to look like this. And that's not always the reality, right? And so there's that piece of it. But then on the other side, then you also have to be able to, for most of us, make money so that you can pay your bills. Maybe you want to get married and have a family. And, you know, you have to be able to actually make money at that. And so then trying to figure out where do those two things converge can be a really big challenge.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So on this whole thing, the first part of what you were talking about, where the job itself may not lead to the kind of life you want, I had the perfect example of that. When I first graduated college, I thought I wanted to go into photojournalism. So I had the huge good fortune of doing an internship with an actual newspaper. And what I found out was that, like, when I was at the apex of my career, I would be sent to, like, war zones in Iraq, Afghanistan, or wherever it was. So that's kind of the extreme example of that, which is like, yes, it's cool to take pictures. Yes, it's cool to be in the middle of the action. But, like, when I want to have a family, yeah, that's not the best situation. And then there's other ones, like, maybe people just want to make a lot of money, but then they find out that, well, I kind of like to, you know, hike in the outdoors, or I like to ski, or I have these hobbies that I want to do. But so if you graduate into some sort of position, like you're working for a corporate law firm and you're working like 90-100 hour weeks, then you're not going to have time to do those things you want to do. So it is tricky to kind of really understand that balance and to understand that what you're going through as you're going through school, you listen to your voices, you kind of know how you want to live, and not get caught up in the kind of contours and statuses that happen when you're in school. An example is that, like, I know a lot of people go to med school, and because cardiology is such a high profile and high status profession, they go into it, but they don't think about what their lives might be like. Whereas becoming an emergency doctor, for example, is a clock in, clock out. You get to be the doctor, but you have a schedule. So, you know, there's all these things that you kind of need to, I would call them like levers and dials that you need to adjust in order to kind of land on that career that suits not only your intellectual curiosity and your interests, but also provides you with that kind of life that you do want to live.
I know you and I have talked quite a bit also about how there's a lot of jobs out there that can be really amazing. They can be meaningful. They really fit certain personality types incredibly well, but nobody knows they exist. And it's not something that you're necessarily going to hear about when you're in school. You're not going to have a guidance counselor tell you about being the COO of a heating and air conditioning company. And maybe you actually make great money. You get to be at home all the time. You know, you're not traveling for work at all. That might actually end up being an amazing job, an amazing career. But that's not something that when you're in college, somebody's going to say, hey, look, here's the path to get there. I know it's kind of a far out there example, but it's in some ways on purpose, right? Where there's a lot of jobs that can be really amazing and meaningful that people just don't even know exist.
Oh, yeah. There's so much. So right now, for example, I'll just use her as an example. My daughter is studying to become a user experience engineer. And anybody who works in the software business knows what that is. It's the person that like helps design the screens and the interfaces for people to interact with. But not everybody has been in the software business, or if you're in college, had parents that's been in the software industry or anything like that. So a lot of people don't even know that this field exists at all. And it's a hugely growing field when you think about robotics, what's happening with automobiles. I mean, if you've been in a new car lately, you've seen it's kind of like a computer on wheels, right? So every aspect of our life is really becoming an interaction with some sort of machine. And so for people that have artistic skills or visual skills or even information organizational skills, there's a ton of fields out there that might suit you that you're not even paying attention to. And another like kind of random career that you wouldn't think exists is like there are massive events. Like unless you're in the workforce or unless you've seen this somehow, there are conferences like crazy. It's a huge industry. And there are people that organize conferences. There are people that organize small ones. There are people that organize big ones. There's music, there's lighting. There's these kind of like entertainment aspects of it. And people just don't know about these things. And there's dozens and dozens of them. Everything from what you're talking about, which is taking a trade and maybe turning it into a business, to some white collar jobs that may not have the biggest profile.
Yeah. And another, I mean, if we're talking about the convergence of a bunch of those things together, it's any kind of sales career. And I feel like for the most part, I took a class in on sales, and the teacher was awesome. So, you know, it gave me an appreciation. But I feel like sales is one of those careers that a lot of people look down on, but it's one of the places where you can make the most money. And if you love traveling and, you know, you really enjoy meeting people and, adding value to people, sales careers can be amazing. Like a friend of mine, he's going to make $300,000 or $400,000 in commission this year from his job. And he's selling a super technical product, and he travels all the time. He gets to go hang out with people and eat fancy dinners, and he's really loving it. Like, he loves traveling, and it's awesome. But that's another one where most people don't really think of sales as a career path, but it can be a really lucrative one.
Sales is a good one. Sales, if you're good with people, yes. If you like to travel, yes. And if you don't mind picking up the phone. You know, salespeople are motivated a lot by, like, you know, success is easy to translate there because, you know, the outcome is usually money. Another one that is kind of overlooked and that people don't realize are some financial careers, because I never even thought about working in the financial sector. I don't know if I always looked down on it, or I don't know what it was that it was just like, you know what, that's numbers. It's not for me. But I worked in finance as a software engineer and absolutely loved it. And it was just so exciting. The people were so intelligent. The problems were very hard to solve. And the other thing is that I was very interested in international travel. And one thing that I found out when I got a job at a large financial institution is that you get like extra points for living in London, Hong Kong, mm-hmm. or Tokyo, and they pay for your apartment and all sorts of other stuff. So, and there's people that work for insurance companies that are stationed in Spain. So, like, if you really got to think about all the different things that you want to do. Do you want to travel? Do you want like exposure internationally? Do you want these kind of things? Because that may dictate what field you go into as much as the job that it is that you do.
Yeah. So let's kind of tie some of these things together and talk about why you want to start this podcast in the first place. So, you know, we just introduced a couple of interesting fields that people could go into. We're talking about the convergence between what life do you want to live and then how can you make money doing the things that you're good at and that you enjoy? You know, where's the convergence of those things? And then layering on all of these uncertainty with AI and automation and, you know, a lot of the jobs that existed, even a lot of jobs that exist today, aren't going to exist in 10 years. And there's going to be all kinds of new jobs that will be around, you know? So what's your advice to people as they're trying to approach that? What are some of the things that they should be thinking about?
I think the number one thing is know thyself and really start listening to your inner voices. And if you start having kind of like whispers that, you know, I don't really like what I'm studying, or I don't like this, or I don't like that, or these people will probably kill me in the workforce if I get out there, which is something I experienced in college. I was like, oh boy, I'm not going to be able to compete with these guys. Then that's one thing you want to pay attention to. So you want to pay attention to your inner voice. In terms of what do you want to pay attention to in terms of careers? Well, that's one of the reasons is we're making this podcast is we are going to be exploring like some of the questions you need to be asking yourself. We're going to be exploring a lot of different careers from people that are actively in them. So we'll be able to find out what their weeks are like, what they think the field's going to be like in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. What are the opportunities now? So, you know, the other thing is start paying attention if you can stomach the news and you can skip over what's happening like politically or whatever, and just kind of go down to the labor market news. And the Wall Street Journal does a great job of covering trends in labor markets. So I always think it's important to like, you know, just read about it. Just read about what is it looking in this field or that field, or what's hot right now, what's not hot right now. Even thinking about like societal trends, right? What do we know? Well, we know there's a huge cohort of aging baby boomers that are going to need a lot of healthcare. So the healthcare industry is about to explode, right? Yeah. So there's, we know the planet's getting hotter. And so like just anything that you know that's happening that is going to affect our society is an area where problems are going to be and solutions are going to be needed and people to come up with creative solutions to those problems. So, you know, all those things are things that need to be tied together and analyzed.
Awesome. And then who are you hoping will listen to this show?
So really my target market here is, you know, if you're in college and you're considering, you're not, maybe not happy on the trajectory that you're on, or you're just confused about what direction to go. So college kids trying to explore career directions. There's a lot of people out in the workforce right now that aren't happy in their jobs or concerned about their jobs and may have to switch and move into a new direction. There's a lot of computer science graduates out there, recent ones, that are going to have to find a new way of being. So anybody that's being displaced by AI right now, or in general that is curious about charting a new career path, is somebody I would love to have tune into the show.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about the show because I've seen this, you know, both for myself. I've kind of walked through similar to what you were talking about. You know, I've kind of been in a bunch of different industries and trades myself and ultimately found work that I really love doing. And it took a lot of exploring, a lot of pivoting. And so I'm really happy that you're bringing this up and talking to people, because I see, you know, I see a lot of friends who either are getting ready to graduate college now or people who have been in the workforce that are looking to make these changes. And so I'm glad there's going to be a resource for them. So thank you everybody for tuning in. If you are thinking about making a change in your career or you're getting ready to graduate college, this is absolutely the show for you. We're excited to be putting out content regularly, helping to educate you on what you need to know about the job market, what it's actually like in the different jobs, and give you recommendations of tactical things that you can do to actually land your dream job. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dream Job Cafe, and we'll see you all next time.